Going to call the meeting, this special call meeting for the City of Mountain Park for February 26, 2020. Chair, I'll ask the City Administrator, please take roll.
Mayor Jim Still.
Present.
Council members Don Carlson.
Here.
Linda Dixon.
Present.
Lloyd Hendricks.
Present.
Mark Murphy.
Present.
Carol Silver.
Present.
And then City Attorney Brandon Bowen.
Here.
All right. As most of you know, we are in the process of negotiating with Roswell.
Do you know that all these people are left?
I don't know if they're on the list, and then you have to let check them in.
Okay.
I don't recognize the names, is the reason I say that. We are in the process of negotiating with Roswell, have been negotiating with Roswell for about the past 18 months. We have taken the opportunity over the course of the last year to meet with Fulton County and with Cherokee County to discuss the potential for providing the services to the City of Mountain Park. Cherokee County felt like it was 90-some percent, practically over 95% of Mountain Park in the city, in the county of Fulton. They declined. Fulton County expressed concerns about the ability from a logistics standpoint to be able to provide the services in a timely safe manner, i.e. they were concerned about the response times going up because of the fact that we were fairly remote, that the 911 calls may have to be bounced around to get to the proper entities to respond. We have since we were given 90-day notice at the end of last year through the end of February of this year, we have been discussing options. We have asked for participation in cost analysis. We have extended offers that we felt like were fair. But up to this point, we have not reached an agreement with Roswell. Roswell is basically saying that the cost per capita is $374 per person, and of course this is based on the most recent census, 649 residents of Mountain Park, which is $240,000 a year. We were still negotiating as of this week. We were waiting to hear about the response from the offer we made last week. And I spoke with Mayor Henry today. That was declined. Apparently that had been declined by their council. And we were given the opportunity to extend for another 60 days the negotiations, 2 more months, at the cost of $20,000 per month, which to them is the equivalent of what we would be paying if, in fact, we were to accept the new price of $240,000 per year. Today has been a lively day. A lot of folks have been weighing in on this. Some of them have been following this all along. Some folks are just now finding out about the situation and where we stand. There has been a lot of different perspectives, a lot of different ideas, and a lot of different approaches that have been put out there. Some folks think that we should accept their offer as part of cost of doing business and cost of being a city. There are some folks that think we don't necessarily need to continue to be a city, that we should dissolve our charter and hopefully be annexed into the city of Roswell and get those services at the same, what they consider to be the same rate as the taxpayers in Roswell are getting it for. We have some folks that think we need to stop negotiating and file an injunction and let the state or a mediator take over the negotiation process. And there are some folks that think we should continue to reason with Roswell and try to get them to accept a more agreeable amount for these services. As of today, the city attorneys have both spoken, and the mayor and I have spoken on more than two occasions that I know of today. I'm going to ask Brandon Bowen. Brandon, let me unmute him. Brandon, yeah, can you give us your perspective on how the conversation went today and where we are in these negotiations?
Sure. Well, I'll say it was a positive conversation. Neither of the city attorneys have any authority to make any kind of agreement, and we didn't really discuss any hard terms of an agreement. We discussed ideas that could be pursued to reach an agreement, and
yeah, he froze. Hold on. Ah, the joy of Zoom meetings. Brandon?
I don't think they can hear him.
Well, it's a Don. I'm going to need Don. Basically, and I'll tell you this, if he comes back on, let me know.
Okay.
After the conversation today, in light of the discussions and social media posts and things of that nature, we reached an agreement with Roswell to have another meeting next week with the attorneys and the mayor and myself, their mayor and myself, to see if we can't reach one final agreement. They will extend the public safety services through next week, because we don't know yet when we're going to meet. It could be Monday, it could be Thursday or Friday. But the point is they have agreed to extend these services to us to give us the opportunity to sit down and see if we can't avoid going in a direction that is unable to come back from. I think that filing an injunction on Monday would be premature in this case. I think that a lot of the folks in this community would like to see us to be able to remain a city. I think that folks are concerned about the amount of taxes that they are paying and would have to pay, but I am in hopes that we can find an amiable agreement with the city of Roswell that will allow us to be able to continue our relationship and remain a city of Mountain Park. Do any of the council members have any questions? Or do you have any comments you would like to add to this?
I've got comments.
All right. You know, if you want to, do you want to bring the microphone over there, or you want to come to the microphone?
Yeah, I just know when I was on Zoom, I couldn't hear anybody in the audience.
Well, I can turn this around, so hopefully.
Or do you want me there or here?
I need to admit
can
somebody.
Can you guys hear me?
Is that on? Place your mask up close to the mic.
And you're going to have just one mask. Okay. Just a few comments. Can you guys hear me on Zoom?
Yeah.
Can Zoom hear me? You're not giving me any indication. Nod if you can hear me on Zoom.
If you can hear her on Zoom, please raise your hand.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so we need to calculate the cost of emergency services. The idea, first of all, to dissolve the charter by a member of council or any member of council is unbelievable, inappropriate, because we took an oath to preserve Mountain Park's charter. The cost is extraordinary, but we have to look at our financial status. It's better than it's ever been. Over the last 5 years, our revenue has well exceeded expense. It does allow room for budgetary adjustments, which is the good news. A tax increase might be necessary, but it may not be a long-term need if the city will evaluate other revenue sources such as fees and other items, including business license fees, which I pay. Another question we need to consider is what to do with the Mountain Park Volunteer Fire Department and whether or not to sell the City Hall property and move it into the Fire Department Cove. That's a question we need to settle. Charter dissolution is going to require state legislature approval. This city, as Mr. Bowen has just said, is not going to have any control of how any future legal structure is going to be implemented. And we need to understand that Roswell, we need to be careful what we wish for, because Roswell may feel the need to widen our roads and increase our taxes, put us in a special tax district, add some commercial zoning or apartments, or how about a shopping mall on City Green? So if you're in favor of dissolving the charter, be careful what you wish for. Finally, Roswell likes to use this general per capita measure, but I think everybody realizes now that a fair and more reasonable cost for the city of Roswell to charge the city of Mountain Park is for the critical public safety services to be closer to $100,000 and not over $200,000. So that's really it. I think everybody knows. I'm not saying anything new.
All right. Thank you, Councilperson Silver.
Thank you.
For the record, folks, we have a lot of guests joining us either in person or on Zoom, some of which are Roswell residents and some of which are Roswell staff. So I want us to have a good, productive meeting here. We will not let the emotions rule the day. Not that that's any, that was the case. I appreciate your comments. So is there anyone else on council that would like to comment? Yes, sir.
Do I need to go up there?
Yeah.
Okay, seeing how I was identified in Carol's commentary,
I will respond
to it. As you know, I sent out a message to the citizenry trying to apprise everybody of what's going on so you guys could have at least weigh in on this. I do not view it as heresy or the other things that's called to recognize that a job of a city council person is to determine what's in the best interest of the city. And sometimes that may not be the continuance of that city. That is not what I want to have happen. I'm totally keeping our charter if we can afford it. But I also recognize that a lot of our citizens may not be able to afford what problem is coming up. So I want to press Roswell harder than the mayor has indicated. I don't see anything that's happened in the last week. They have jerked our chain for the last year. They've led us around by the nose. They have not provided facts and figures about how many calls were made in our city. And so therefore, they know Cherokee doesn't want us. They know Woodstock doesn't want us. They know Cobb doesn't want us. So what would you do if you're negotiating something like that?
Send it in.
You get everything you can. Oh. And that is exactly what has occurred. And unless I hear differently, I don't see why we give them another week. I think we go to the movement where we set up this legal proceeding where we have a federal court judge as our mediator, and they can't lead us around by the nose anymore.
There were four.
That's what I want our city. I love our city. I moved here 9 years ago. It's funny. Somebody sent me a note and said, "Well, you're a relative newcomer. He's been here 48 years." All right, I'm a newcomer, so thank you.
All right.
I guess I'll say something.
All right. Councilperson Dixon.
You may not like what I just said. I've been pretty silent for all this. Can you hear me without that?
No, go on up there.
Go on up there. Everybody has to do their time in the front of the microphone.
Well, he's not going to kick it up unless I'm... Anyway, a year ago, I said, Mark and I got figures together. We realized Mountain Park could not take care of itself. It would cost $700,000 or $800,000 a year to afford everything. So I said, why don't we just settle with Roswell? Oh no, nobody wanted to do that. So here we are. Now when they start talking about dissolving our charter, I really get upset. Because I moved here from Sandy Springs because I wanted to live in a place like the Highlands, and I am also overwhelmed and disappointed about some things that are being handled here. And I want us to not file an injunction. I know Lori Henry. I knew her back in the 80s. She's not one to mess with. If we file an injunction, she just might say, hit the road. That's it. We can't afford that. Lloyd's talking about sheriff's department's going to be around for Lloyd. Fulton County's trying to sell the jail, and they sell the jail, sheriff's department's gone, and maybe not even South Fulton. But we have big police department in South Fulton, but we can't even count on the sheriff's department. And I don't have any, I don't know. But that's what I wanted to say. I just hope we can settle this and take Roswell. $195,000 is not that bad to run the city, to get 911, fire, and police. I just hope it's that bad.
All right, Councilperson Dixon. Anyone else? All right. Anyone in the audience like to come forward and speak? I saw that lady's hand up first. Okay.
Steve's not a lady.
Can I just ask a question?
What's that?
Linda just said $195,000. Can I just clarify what that is?
Well, the amount was $197,000, but in light of the new numbers that consensus,
okay.
Mountain Park population is 649 times 374 is $240,000.
Okay. All right, sorry, Steve.
All right, and I want to welcome all of our guests from Roswell. Gary Palmer and Mayor Lori Henry are joining us on Zoom. So, yes, sir.
You come over here?
Yeah, you do, so we can
hear
you.
Okay, I just wanted to ask.
That's
how you say my name or
something? We know you.
So, the bottom line is we need to explore some hard truths in this city. And what I mean by that is if Roswell took us over, if that's what happened, then they're going to take those 7 acres on the lake and they're going to sell them. They're going to change the building codes to meet their building codes. We need to look at where we have sources of revenue already today, and that includes that, and that includes proper assessments of the values of homes in this city. And I do think that their number's wrong. I don't see anywhere where they've taken into account what the businesses pay, what their infrastructure allows, what the fact that we can't use their big, more expensive vehicles. I don't see them trying to compromise with us. And I would say this, if they're not willing to compromise, then we do have to take it to a federal mediator and not just hope that they're going to be friendly. But if they want to come at this from a place where they're open and honest and willing to listen to us and say, here are our facts, and we say, here are our facts, fine. But they don't patrol our city. That's a lie. They're not here all the time. They're here for emergencies. That's the only time we see them. Twice, maybe three times in the last 2 years have I seen a Roswell police car, and I've been working from home for all that time. That's it. And most of the time they just come down to the park to take a break, and they're talking to each other. They're not working. They're not patrolling our streets. They're not patrolling. They occasionally have to come here. They need to take the reality of the situation into account, but the fact of the matter is they're asking for more than our total city budget. We already pay more taxes than everybody else. You know, we're just asking them to be fair, not anything else, and they're not being so.
All right.
That's all.
Clarify that. They're taking approximately a third of our...
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Not our entire budget, a third of our entire budget.
Can people tell who they are?
All right.
I'm new, and can they let us know?
And sure, we can do that. That was Mr. Goldsmith.
Thank you.
And, yes, ma'am, you're next.
He said all my points. I just wanted to come from a place of gratitude as someone who has attended meetings for years to thank every one of you out there and on camera for the hours, years, and days you have put into this. Because I want to say that you spent 3 to 4 years on making, and I do appreciate your efforts, no matter how I come across online.
All right.
I'm very grateful for your work.
We signed the first agreement with Roswell in 1998. Thank you. And in 2009, we renewed it. And, of course, in 2019, it came up again. And we've been working on this over the course of the past 18 months or so to reach a conclusion. So would anybody else like to come up and comment? Yes, sir. And Eddie, even though I know you, please state your name when you get up.
Okay. I'm Eddie Mathis. I live at 115 Hemlock. And I've been thinking about this a lot, and the question that occurred to me is, if this is so inequitable, and I'm not going to judge whether we're paying enough or too much based upon what they're saying, but I'm assuming that the inequity has been there previously to just now. So my question was, why did they let us do this in the past, and all of a sudden now they want so much more money? So to find out, I called former Mayor Jerry Wood and discussed it with him. And his position was this, that in the past, he took the position of it's cheaper to subsidize the fire and police in Mountain Park than it is to annex us. And I think that that's still the case. Now, I don't know if the city of Walton wants to annex us. I think they're going to have to if we dissolve our charter. So I think that we're going about this the wrong way. We need to take a Burr Rabbit approach and say, we want you to annex us, you know, and just see what that gets us, because they're going to pay a lot more money to maintain our city roads, our pool, our lakes, our dams. All of these things are going to cost a hell of a lot more money than the extra $200,000 they're asking for. So I think we're looking at this back-ass works. So anyway, just...
All right, well, let me speak to that, because okay. I have been a part of these conversations.
Yeah.
And they don't want us. And it would not be like we would flip a switch and all of a sudden we're part of Roswell.
Right.
It could be a multiple-year process. And it would be a difficult process. And I'm not saying that it couldn't happen, but I can assure you it will not be easy for any parties involved. And once we are part of Roswell, we don't know what the density in Mountain Park would look like, because their requirements may be far denser in terms of the number of houses, you know, per square foot than ours. And so, yeah, it could really change the entire complexion of Mountain Park. Not saying that we couldn't do that. I'm just saying, please be aware that that is part of the equation.
And the thing, here's the thing, there's a lot of questions. I know for a fact one thing. If we agree to pay the $240,000, my taxes are going to go up X number of dollars. I don't know how much. I don't know how much yours will go up. It'll be different than mine. And these are things that need to be provided to the citizens of, this is what Eddie Mathis's taxes will be. And then we need to look at if they take over, what will our taxes be in Roswell? What will our services be? What will happen to our streets? And these are questions that can be answered overnight, of course. But they're questions that we all need to have very specific information about what will happen if we do A, what will happen if we do B. We're all just playing games here, conjecturing, and not working with real facts. So, anyway, that's all I...
But I will tell you that we did take the original number, and we did ask our city accountant to provide us with what she saw as being the ultimate mill rate if, in fact, we went to the 197,000. I'll let Karen explain.
That was 16.8 okay. From yes. Our current 9.55.
So we would be increasing to at least 16.88, probably more in light of this new 240,000.
And what is Roswell's mileage?
Five and change.
Roswell's five, we would be
less than
16.
Half of ours.
Yeah. This is true.
I mean, I think it's pretty clear we can't afford the increase. We have too much economic diversity in this town. And some people, there may be a few who could say, oh yeah, I can afford that, no problem. But most of the folks here can't afford that kind of an increase. It would create a major problem here. But, you know, we're kind of between a rock and a hard place. But again, they don't want us. And that's our negotiating point.
Well, I hope that next week that
they don't want us.
We can find that fair, happy meeting.
So, anyway.
All right, yes, sir. You want to come up? Come on up.
My name is Bill
Moon.
May I say
something, please?
Why are they putting us in this position?
Hold on.
May I say something, please?
Hang on. Who is this? Terry? We got someone else. Terry, hold on. Yes. Hold on. All right.
My name is Bill Moon. If they don't want it, help me understand why they're doing this to us. I'm not understanding that.
They want our money.
Huh?
They want our money.
Basically, we were told...
But they're saying they don't want to have to put out the money if we dissolve.
No.
No?
They don't... I'm not... Lori, I'm sorry if I'm speaking for you, but I'm pretty sure Roswell absolutely does not want us. They want our $240,000.
But if they put in a position where we have to consider dissolve and they have to take over, that's the part I don't get. Does it make sense to you?
You know, the numbers don't always add up, but I don't understand sometimes what people are, why people do what they do. So, all right, now let me get this gentleman here. Thank you, sir. All right, Terry.
May I say something, please?
Yes, you can. Say it loud.
Okay, thank you. I hear people talking strategy. Do we have members of the Roswell Council participating in this meeting? And is it typical in Mountain Park to have members on the other side of the discussion participating while people are strategizing?
I didn't hear the question. I was too busy trying to make sure.
Turn it around.
Okay.
Okay, so you're...
Hold on, folks. Hold on.
I understood both questions. You have all of your council members here and present. It's hard to convey that through a Zoom meeting. But because we have open records and the Sunshine Laws, anyone can attend our meetings. Anyone that requested a Zoom link is able to attend this meeting. So our meetings are open, and if they've registered through City Hall, then they are allowed to be here. Did that answer your question?
Thank you for that clarification.
Okay.
But I think then you should warn people that this is an open meeting and our adversaries are listening to us.
Well, I think some of the folks that are speaking, Terry, are speaking so that they can hear us. So, all right.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
I almost kicked him out of the meeting.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
All right. Anyone else like to come forward? Yes, sir, Mr. Kohlbrunner.
Thank you again for everyone's efforts. This is not an easy chore. I thought I heard, and I just wanted to clarify, that we can either pay the money and go on down the road. We can pay a per-month fee of $20,000 to give us negotiating time, which we've tried unsuccessfully for the past year and a half. And I thought I heard you say that we have been given the agreement on both sides to have an additional week to try to get things worked out.
A meeting next week, yes.
Okay, so is that week costing us anything? Or is that just, let's make this work in the term?
No, let's make this work. They like I said earlier, the agreement was that we would have the opportunity to sit down, both mayors and the city attorneys, and we would explore how we can keep the process open to find a amicable solution. You know, we've talked about Mayor Henry being, you know, the person that, you know, but it is for council as well that we have to make sure, you know, is on board with whatever we can determine as an amiable agreement.
Absolutely.
And so once we meet, hopefully she can go back to her council and we can find that happy middle ground that will make us, nobody's going to be completely happy, but at least maybe we can move forward from
there. Yeah, we can find some more middle ground. And then the other thing, to Mark's point and to Carol's point, I'm in complete agreement. This is a great city and I hate to lose a charter, but by the same degree, we've got some tough decisions to make. And with that said, Carol mentioned a lot of ways of revenue, and there's many more out there. And not to expose the elephant in the room, we've got 100 lots. We have an incredible amount of money. And all of a sudden, if we lose our charter, Roswell, I would assume, would inherit those 100 lots, and with their building codes being different than ours. But with that said, a lot of our lots are restrictive, so I'd like to see hopefully we can maintain the city of Mountain Park and we consider some of our assets that we have, which might get us over the financial hump, and if we can somehow get this bled in over time rather than just one upfront payment, something to consider.
All right, let me just ask you a question for my edification here. You're saying we have over 100?
Or right at 100.
100 city-owned lots?
Yes.
And are you recommending that we sell those?
No, I'm recommending that we consider parting ways with some of those. A lot of those are unbuildable by our current codes. A lot of them are unbuildable just because it's going to cost a fortune to build. But I truly believe that if we analyze what we have out there and what's available and how we as a city can say, look, we don't want to give up our green space, we don't want to give up our trees, but we can certainly sell five or six lots and generate some income, generate some tax base, which we don't have, as we all know. We're just in a financial spiral to doomsday, in my opinion. But if we can somehow figure out how to generate some money, be selective with the lots, put down guidelines, put them up for bid. These are the rules. If you want to build on this lot, here's what you have to do.
Okay, I understand what you're saying now. I understand the validity of the point you're trying to make. I just think it's going to be tough when the folks that live next to us.
I understand.
But that's all part of it.
I think we just need to consider all that when we say, are we going to just give up the ship and go to Roswell? Right. And all of a sudden, Roswell inherits those lots. Roswell, I would think, doesn't care who the neighbor is, how long right. you've been here. This is a great asset. We can generate more money for Roswell and tear away, build away.
All right. Thank you for your
comments. Thank you.
I would like to state real quick that twice I've heard that we have a lot of money. I want to ask the city administrator to please describe what that money is and why that money does not mean we can spend it on public safety or anything like that.
The only money that we truly have available to spend for operating expenses is the general fund. I don't recall how much that is, but you can't touch the T-SPLOST. You can't touch the LEC Restoration Fund unless council chooses to vote to put that into the general fund, and you can't touch the enterprise fund. So when you hear people say that we've got over $2 million, well, that's combined revenue with all of the sources accounted for. I think general fund...
I don't know, but that's, I think that was last one.
Yeah. There is $1 million in general fund, and that's because after the Lake litigation, council wanted to try to build the reserve because we were so financially strained at that point. So over the past, almost decade, the city has been able to invest, put that money aside.
So I just wanted that note of clarification so that we don't have any delusions about having all this money that we in some cases seem to think we do. Did you have a comment? I thought I saw your hand up. Oh, okay, sorry.
Just a question, and it's really...
You want to come, Ms. Carey, you want to come forward? And
I have a question, and it's really a clarification. Somebody said something about a comparison between Roswell millage rate and the millage rate and what it would go to if we went ahead with the proposal that Roswell has offered us.
Yes.
Could you clarify those two?
We currently have a 9.55 millage rate. In order to meet the $197,000 that was previously discussed or proposed by Roswell, our millage would have to increase to 16.80.
That's what I thought you said. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Would that double our tax?
Almost.
Uh-huh. Almost double, yes. Yes, sir. Been waiting patiently. Thank you.
Dana Shields, Westlake. I think we'd much rather pay ourselves than pay Roswell. I'm assumed that there's like a statement of work around the services that they provide.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that answers my question, because my next question was going to be, if there is, and those are, we have distinct line items, are there any pieces we can break out that we could do self-service or like to ourselves to maintain self-sufficiency, and then have what's left that we parse out to them. But it sounds like it's a one big piece.
Actually, the conversation next week will include a possible parceling of services that was discussed between the attorneys today. It has not been readily discussed because we're just looking at trying to negotiate the full package to an acceptable amount.
Because anytime I pay for services, I look at line items,
yes.
Right? And
that, yes.
I mean, that's what businesses do, right? And I would assume the city would take that same tack.
But we also have to recognize that if we do parcel out, let's say the police protection, and we go with the sheriff, Fulton County Sheriff's Department, which some folks do not feel very confident in, or Fulton County Police, we still are at a certain amount of risk for response time. What was the increase in response time?
4 to 5 minutes.
4 to 5 minutes. If you're having a heart attack, a breaking and entering in your house, or a fire, 4 or 5 minutes can be an eternity. And that's why that was such a difficult discussion with Fulton County because it was for them somewhat of a showstopper.
I think in the interest of transparency,
yes,
that it would be a good idea to have a line item breakout of what the costs are, and if there are ones that don't fit into that bucket that you're talking about that are emergency,
right,
that we could handle ourselves, you know, maybe
we
that's
don't have
a way
anything
of
like
doing
that.
It.
No, not currently, which we hopefully, that could be part of the discussion next week, that we can get
okay.
the a la carte version of what the services look like.
Okay, thank you.
Mayor Still, well, are you taking the Zoom questions yet?
Depends. Let me see who that is. Yes, sir, Mr. Ridgway.
No,
yes.
Not you, Keith.
Yes,
hey,
go ahead.
Thank you for that, Mayor. I wanted to thank Council on both sides, actually. I did participate in the Roswell Zoom meeting several weeks ago and tried to argue my case about the city of Mountain Park. But I also have been active on social media the last several days. I'm actually kind of shocked and surprised to see the predictions of doom and gloom that people are saying. Roswell is our neighbors, right? But I've heard everything from putting them all on the green, deforestation, the otters disappear, high density apartment housing, and all the deer and wildlife run rapidly out of the park. I wanted to remind people that Roswell is a city, well-run city. I posted a link that is publicly available on their website. They know how to run a government. There are a lot of benefits to being associated with Roswell. They have been responding for us. So the fear-mongering and the what-ifs, we need to make our decisions based on science, on facts. This is a business decision. Nothing says if we give up our charter that Mountain Park uniqueness goes away. Our charter is not relegated to a box in somewhere in downtown Atlanta. Our charter is our people. We don't know what the impact of this is, quite honestly. You all have done a great job of specifying information in the social media. There's a ton of questions that still need to be answered, but we don't have any commercial property, no commercial business. We have not been able to find any grants. We cannot continue to count on the taxpayers, and I am really concerned about the future infrastructure, things like the, you know, lake siltation issue, like the bridge maintenance, like dam maintenance. So this is a band-aid at best, because we do have infrastructure issues besides this, and all of that cannot be put on the taxpayers. We simply don't have that expertise. And so I'm kind of curious, is the $374 per capita really per person, or is that also, here's the question, is that based on the millage rate? Because I think I just heard that our taxes potentially could go 2x. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And just curious, we've had 2 years after the contract to be renewed. Can you help us understand what broke down? Because obviously this is an emotional issue. But as I said at the beginning, it is a business decision. And it's going to impact people financially across the spectrum of Mountain Park. And that's what's concerning, and I think that's why people are, you know, coming to this meeting, trying to figure out what does it mean to each and every one of us.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, yes, ma'am, you in the back. Do you want to come up, and then you, sir.
Hi, my name is Darius Parview. I know how important the green space is. I know how important our fire department is, and this is a huge burden financially on everybody, and I realize that everybody's all tense and everything, but every time I want something in my life, there's a sacrifice somewhere else. And so I have to agree with Phil. I have to agree with some of the people who said that maybe our fire department might have to go. I hate it. I hate that. I hate that feeling. And I know we've been totally against having businesses in here, but there are some great opportunities to have a few businesses in here if it's limited. I don't want to lose our charter. I think if we make some sacrifices, we might not have to lose our charter. So I think it's like a thing that everybody has to look at. Okay, we're going to spend this money. or maybe we can make some sacrifices and use that money for the charter. I mean, for the
public safety. Yeah.
So that's right. Just my thought.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm David Craig. So this has been going on for a while, it sounds like, the negotiation, and I appreciate all the time that you guys have put into this, and to Roswell too. I know some of the city council members and the mayor, and I know everybody's trying to do the right thing. When I listen to the discussion, and I'm trying to get caught up, there's nothing to look at, right? There's not a piece of paper that says, hey, here's where we are now, here's where we could be, what the impact, and I would really love to see that to make an informed decision about where we go. But I know that when Roswell assesses taxes, they do it based on assessed value of property. And I know they're not sharing numbers with you, so that's hard to do. But when we hear per capita assessment versus a property value assessment, it's apples and oranges. And so how do you, I would just say to Mayor Henry and to the city council from Roswell on right now, we want equity. We'll pay what is fair. And we would probably even pay a little bit more because 10% more or something like that. But that's going to be based on property value. And so I feel like when we're negotiating numbers right now, we're negotiating the wrong thing. We ought to be negotiating the formula. How are we calculating the numbers? And then you can have the numbers discussion. And I think that's the part that's lacking for me that does not make sense. And if we've been discussing this for a year, I honestly wonder what the next week will bring that would allow you to negotiate more. I'm with Mark. Let's just go file the injunction, get a mediator involved. And maybe that provides for a little bit more leverage. I think it would be actually helpful for Roswell as well to be able to engage in a mediation session and, as opposed to, let me back up. So when you get into a negotiation and you get to a point, it's hard to back out of it. It's hard for you to back out of the conversations you had. It's hard for Mayor Henry to back out of the conversations she's had. A mediator comes in with a fresh view. I really feel good about the idea that that might be the right way to go. I also would love to keep Mountain Park as a city. We moved. I used to live in Roswell, moved to Mountain Park for our own reasons. But you know, I'm not sure that Mountain Park changes much if we don't have the charter. And that seems to me to be the only leverage we have. And I would say to the Roswell City Council, we're going to be a heck of a lot more expensive as a annex city than we are paying an equivalent amount based on a property tax assessment. So I think my two points would be, let's talk about formula, not numbers, and then we get to numbers. And absolutely, let's move forward with an injunction and see if we can get the negotiations kind of right-sized.
All right. Thank you, Dave. I would like to say that it's good to have you here. We have been having these conversations for a while. We have presented formulas from citizens. We have had a citizen that presented a calculation that we felt took into consideration, and I'll let Mark explain it in just a second. But we also had another Roswell resident presented a calculation today that I thought was, you know, very interesting looking and very fair looking. And I think that there has been the desire to find what we feel like would be a more fair and equitable true cost. We asked Roswell to join us in a cost analysis with the Carl Vinson Institute at the University of Georgia. They politely declined. They said, you're welcome to go ahead, but it requires both parties to be involved for us to be able to do that. So we couldn't do that. We also are hoping that maybe next week we can reach an agreement to have a mediator like GMA instead of having to file legal action to get Roswell to the table to sit down with a third objective party that might be willing to help us work this out. That is one of the things that we have not been able to do up to this point, but maybe at this point we can get Roswell to consider the mediation aspect of this without filing an injunction. Of course, we always have that option if that doesn't work, but I think there's still a couple of things that we had to get to this point before we could get to that conversation. So, thank you. Anyone else like to come forward and speak? Yes, sir.
Marvin Penner. The only thing that I haven't heard anybody really talk about is what we get for our $200,000. Because even right now, we don't really get a value for what we're paying now.
Well,
I've been on city council years ago, and we used to look at all the reports by Roswell, and if you add up all those reports and stuff like that, Mountain Park is pretty quiet. And I was a little disappointed in the fact that at their meeting a couple months ago, where the fire chief of Roswell, I believe, and the police chief both talked about Mountain Park, and their description or their discussion of it, it didn't seem like the Mountain Park that I know. They're not bringing big equipment in here. They got mad at us because we put speed bumps up to keep people from coming through here, and told us that they weren't properly marked for their fire department. Well, they were very well marked, and it seemed like they were whining. And our volunteer fire department has done a great job of years, and I was disappointed that they kind of sounded like we were just the poor Mountain Park, and our codes aren't up to standards. I've been on the BZP and worked with the codes, and we brought all our building codes up to Roswell, or even better, because we want to keep our trees, and we don't have any commercial businesses coming in. So, and as you can see, as a longtime resident, I heard too, I don't want to dissolve it either. Growing up in the area, it took 40 years for Sandy Springs, Johns Creek, Milton, and all these places to get their charters, and I don't think we should lose ours.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Let me also speak to this. Yes, for years there's been concerns about the lack of police presence in Mountain Park. Mayor Henry and I did have a conversation about that, and it is true that whenever they write citations in Mountain Park, they had to come to court in the evenings, either on their own time or at the expense of Roswell, and the fines were collected and kept in Mountain Park. As part of the offer that I made last week, I said any citations written by Roswell Police Department can be adjudicated in court in the city of Roswell. Any fines levied can be collected and kept by the city of Roswell. We have had one ticket written in the past year and a half, 2 years, in Mountain Park. If they'll just write the tickets, they can keep the money, because we've had a lot of complaints about people running stop signs, activity down at the parking lot by the city pool at night, and so we would like to see the greater police presence, and if it's the difference between us keeping the citation, the fines that are levied for citations versus them keeping it, they can keep the money. And of course, that was part of the offer that was rejected from last week. So we also had not been collecting that. You want to give them the background, the 911 fees? Apparently, that was not being given to us or anyone.
It was going to Fulton County. Back in the 90s, when the Georgia State Legislature enacted the law that cities could start collecting 911 fees, each individual municipality had to adopt by resolution their intent to do so and file with the Department of Revenue. And apparently the city of Mountain Park had never done so. So we now collect that as of November. It's about $800 per month.
We were not providing the 911 service, so naturally we thought that Roswell was getting the money, and when we found out Roswell was not and we researched it, we certainly have been more than willing to let Roswell have the $800 or $900 a month for the 911 fee, since they are the ones providing the service.
If we get a new agreement.
If we get a new agreement, yes. If we get a new agreement. So. Anyone else like to come forward and speak? Yes, sir.
Hi, my name is Scott Reed. Mayor and City Council, if I can just ask one clarifying question that has probably been already asked and answered, so I apologize if this is repetitive, but how is the city of Roswell, besides the per capita, how are they actually coming to the number of, what, 374
per capita?
Because when I look at their 2021 proposed budget, I don't see how they get there in any way, shape, or form. On top of the fact that they, you know, if they say it's per resident, then are they discounting the fact that And again, hopefully this is, we come to mediation and we get there, but are they simply discounting the fact that the citizens of Mountain Park also provide sales tax revenue in the city of Roswell, which comes to a significant portion of their budget of $77 million, right? The only 38% of their budget is derived from property taxes. The rest of it is derived from sales tax, business tax, licenses, fines, levies, forfeitures, and other areas. So the question becomes is, why are they being disingenuous to the citizens of Mountain Park? Why do they go about saying, oh, our residents are paying this, so it's only fair to Mountain Park, when the residents in reality are not paying that? Because when you take the 94,700 residents that they've attested they have in Roswell and divide by the 38% of their total budget, they don't come out to $347. It's as simple as that.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
You want to speak to how they
have
it
already?
Well, okay. All right. Anyone else? Well, I certainly... Oh, yes, there is a hand up sticking out behind her head there. Yes, ma'am.
You might want to see if there's any Zoom people, too.
Okay.
Churchill, could we go to the next meetings with a pro forma on what it would cost for us to have our own police department to do, as someone pointed out, parsing out some of the activities where we could say perhaps they take care of anything that's a 911 call, but that we do our own patrolling. I know a lot of us remember we had our own police department at one time, and it was very reassuring to have them because it got things around the pool taken care of and kind of the local things that we really couldn't expect Roswell to do. So I appreciate if you could put together a pro forma so that you're prepared to say, well, what if we took this off the table and we know we can afford it?
Okay.
So that's...
Would you like to speak to that since you look at those numbers on some of the, you know, the cost for, like, staffing the fire station and things like that?
Yeah, we had, Roswell had told us previously if they were going to staff our own fire department, it would be about $300,000 a year. If we were to staff it ourselves, it would be closer to $400,000. And part of the challenge, Scott and Trish, you both brought up, is a total lack of transparency. Roswell has said they're keeping the numbers in a black box, if you guys are familiar with that term. You don't need to know. It's just this. Well, what percentage of that is police coverage? You don't need to know. It's just this. So the issue is we have no transparency and we have no service level agreements for the proposed $240,000 expenditure. And I say that is unacceptable. If we're going to spend this kind of money, we will know exactly what we're getting, what we're paying for, and what the correct SLAs and service level agreements are when they will be out. So transparency is a huge issue. And I'm not saying we need to pay $240,000 because the numbers show that we don't. This peanut butter spread of per capita math is dumb. It would be great if we looked like Roswell, but maybe smaller. Then, hey, that works. Okay, you have commercial businesses, you have multi-residential, you have churches, you have schools. And the fact is, we have none of that. We are a subdivision. Roswell has hundreds of thousands of commuters every morning and every night. One out of every seven fires is a car fire. Guess who does that? Commuters. I mean, you can't have us do per capita math. It doesn't work. And unfortunately, for the last year, they... La la la. So I hope next week turns out better.
All right. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Just for clarification, when we negotiate where we're going next week to talk, is this you and Mayor Henry? Is this you and staff? Is this Roswell and
it
staff?
It would be, at this point, it looks like it's going to be myself, Mayor Henry, David Davidson, who is the Roswell City Attorney, Brandon Bowen, who is our attorney, and between now and the time of the meeting, we're going to determine if we need to bring staff in. Brandon said he thought we might need to have staff because they may have more information than what the mayor and I may have or the attorneys may have.
And then just in closing, and I appreciate the second opportunity, I would much rather see us control our own destiny, whether that's an injunction on Monday, if this doesn't work next week, an injunction on Friday, but we need to do what's best for our city. It doesn't need to be dictated to us by Roswell, so I encourage us to come together and get that resolved and see if we can determine our own destiny.
Thank you, Bill. I certainly agree. I just want to make sure that we have exhausted all options before we cross the Rubicon.
Absolutely.
All right. Yes, sir. Did you have your hand up? One of you gentlemen? No. All right. I certainly, okay. Now,
and I'm going to take advantage of it.
Well,
somebody over here had their
Somebody had their hand up. So.
So a clarifying question on dissolving the charter. I've never quite understood what that means and how it would happen. Is that like a referendum with a supermajority? What is that? Something like that even look?
I have not drilled down in that process. Curious. I do know that it would require a referendum. Karen, do you want to maybe?
I'm pretty sure it would require a referendum unless the city went bankrupt, which would require state intervention.
Yeah, so it would be a referendum by the city on a ballot that would be cast, and then from there, it would be brought to the state, I would imagine.
Is that a simple majority?
To be honest with you, I haven't really spent a lot of time looking at that. I've been busy trying to establish the charters.
Right.
All right, anyone else? I thank everyone for coming out, everyone that came via Zoom.
I have a question.
All right, hold on. I heard a voice. Who is this?
Hi, this is Elise Sutton.
All right, Elise, go ahead.
Hi there. I have three or four questions. I can just be pretty direct.
All right.
So what I hear you saying is if we were to give up our charter with a referendum, that it would go to a vote of some kind. Would that vote go to the citizens of Mountain Park?
Well, yeah, the referendum would be a vote by the citizens of Mountain Park.
Okay. I also have a question. So if we were to liquidate the fire department, how long would it take for those funds to help Mountain Park in this particular situation?
There is a 30-day sealed bid process in order to liquidate any city-owned property, and then probably a 30-day advertising. So probably turnaround would be 60 to 90 days.
So it's generally a $46,000 cost to the city per year?
Approximately. Yes.
Okay. And so within a certain amount of time, I'm guessing it would be prorated, we would get a certain amount of that money within 60 days.
Correct.
Okay. I am curious to know if Mountain Park has utilized any of the resources offered by Roswell with respect to their grant department that they had offered us to try and solve this particular issue.
You want to speak to that?
The last time we checked, there are no grants that will support personnel, the cost of ongoing personnel.
The grants were all in the nature of brick and mortar.
Or equipment.
If we wanted to buy equipment or purchase equipment or build a structure, but there were no grants to fund personnel for those types of services.
So we might not gain anything by using Roswell's grant department that they had offered services in the last meeting?
If we were going to provide our own police protection, we could utilize those services to see if there were grants for equipment, public safety type grants, and as well as SPLOST money in some cases, right?
I thought that they made it sound like they had an entire department that would help do research for grants. That was what I had thought they were trying to say in their Roswell City meeting, and I was wondering if we just were able to tap into that, or maybe I was hearing that the wrong way.
Well, we may be able to tap into that, but at this point this council has not determined that we are going in the direction of staffing our own police department or a full-time staffing of our fire station, so we really have not pursued that offer by Roswell up to this point.
Okay. And also, I'd like to know, this meeting that you're having next week with the mayor and the attorneys, what exact options are you proposing in that meeting?
The options that we're proposing would be, I really can't speak to that in some other than we are looking at seeing if there is any other a method of addressing the situation, whether, like I said earlier, it might be include mediation by a third party entity like General Georgia Municipal Association, GMA, and or if there is a more of an appetite now to parse out certain parts of the services that we might be able to provide some of those services for ourselves, like the fire department and board, or like some of the citizens suggested, the hiring of a police officer in Mountain Park, and if they would be willing to work on a parcel basis for these services. Up to this point, we've had no real indication that they were, that we were. We've talked about pay as you go, but I don't think anybody wants to pick up the phone and call for an ambulance if you know it's going to be a $10,000 price tag when he gets there. So
it sounds like that they are coming to that meeting, you know, with a hard line in the sand, and that they know that they have the negotiating power. So I'm wondering, is there a way for citizens to help submit maybe questions so that you guys can be more prepared in coming to that meeting?
This meeting is in hopes of us being able to figure out a way to avoid litigation and an injunction. Like I said, my desire is to be able to work out with Roswell a way that we can resolve this without legal procedures taking place that force everyone into the situation. If we can,
you might be threatening legal action as well as, hey, we might force you to.
Well, they know that that's part of the conversation, because if they're watching this right now, they know how many folks have brought up the fact that there is a desire for filing an injunction, but we do not have any guarantees which way that would go. So I would say that next week we are hopefully going to find a way to avoid that Rubicon, as I said, which is there's no turning back from.
And it is correct that it be at some kind of state or federal level, Roswell would be forced to annex us and take on the expense of Mountain Park.
That would be the possible end game for this, but there is no guarantees, even though, as was stated in their meeting in 2017, the city of Atlanta was required by the state to do that. I have spoken to our state representatives on numerous occasions, and their desire is to help us to reach a resolution between us and Roswell so that we do not get to that point. But they are saying that they would do everything they could to make sure that we were not left isolated out here as part of unincorporated Fulton County.
Is it possible to use any of the money in the general fund to either buy us time or help with the burden of this bill that could quite possibly come due very soon?
That's pretty much where the money would come from that would pay for these services, the general
fund.
And then
you would just recoup it via taxes to citizens?
Correct. By the military. We've got
find another way.
Our fiscal year starts July 1st, correct? Yeah.
Yep.
So we would be looking at our budgets to figure out how we would be able to fund.
And it's possible we might find another way to recoup that money other than tax the citizens.
That would be very interesting. Very, very, yeah.
I agree with maybe selling some of the city lots, as difficult as that may be. I'd much rather that be tough for the neighbors of those lots or what have you than to lose the charter.
Yeah.
That's my personal vote.
All right.
My last question would be, can you thank you for the answers that you've given. I think they've been very clear. My final question would be, in leaving this meeting, do we have a clear answer of what now? What after this meeting? Like, what can we all expect from a timeline perspective? You're going into this meeting with Roswell. What happens thereafter?
As soon as we are able to have this meeting with Roswell, and of course, depending on the outcome of that meeting, we will convene a special call meeting of council, and council will vote their conscience on where we go from there.
And then we'll be notified of that meeting as well. And
absolutely. These are public meetings, so everyone will, these are all posted for all citizens to be able to join.
Okay. And thank you for having the Zoom. We all appreciate that very much.
Well, you're welcome. I hope it's worked out. So.
It's worked out. Yes. You guys are doing good. Thank you.
All right, folks. Well, I certainly appreciate everyone's input. I certainly appreciate everyone's patience and their willingness to cooperate and make this a productive meeting. I want to thank the council. This has been a long and arduous process. It is not over yet. But hopefully we are closing in on a solution that will be acceptable and allow us to go forward in what is hopefully the best the best possible thing. So thank you for being here. Motion to adjourn.
Motion
to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second because of all those in favor? And it is unanimous. Thank you. Good night. Enjoy your weekend. Yeah.